I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I love this guy here. When I went to that fabulous Sturgill Simpson show the other night, Johnny Holzman and I remembered that we had gone to this guy. J.D. McPherson is his name.
Wow.
And he's great. Fred, we've had J.D. on the air. He is. He was an Oklahoma high school teacher. And
what?
He came into music later in life and did this song. Became a hit, I don't know, 12 years ago or something like that. So I wanted to put a little J.D. McPherson in here as our bumper music. You can always find the list of bumper music if you follow me on Twitter. You can go to @MarkReardonKFTK. I mentioned that the trip to Greece is now highlighted at the top of that page. If you go to my page, just look at the pinned tweet. Couple things that I haven't mentioned. I think I want to talk about this, Fred, on the roundtable tomorrow. So you're going to love this one. Okay, so remember the story from a few weeks ago with St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock, who's my councilman. And all of a sudden, some weird stuff happened after the primary where Wesley Bell, who is going to be your next member of Congress, replacing Cori Bush, he's the St. Louis County prosecutor currently, they pulled these shenanigans where they said, look, we're going to cite something in the Constitution that says that you can't hire family members. And he was trying to hire his daughter-in-law. So they actually tried to kick him off the council. Well, a judge would have none of that. They put him back on the council. I don't know exactly what the status of that is. Today
they had a consensus of the council hearing, which means they're trying to figure out, should they proceed with this?
With that very issue.
Right. Who will pay
for the legal bills?
For Hancock's, Dennis Hancock's legal bills. Should the council pay for it, or is this a private thing? Should he have to pay for his own?
Oh, I think here's the thing. I hate to say this, but I think the council should pay for it because the way that they did this thing was ridiculous. And let me highlight this a little bit more and put this in more proper context, because that was a big scandal. Remember, Sam Page didn't like it. Wesley Bell didn't like it. They wanted him out. They tried to literally kick the guy after he was just elected last year, maybe 2 years ago, off the county council. So then Joe Holloman at the Post, one of the few guys that actually does stories like this, does this story. With the imminent hiring of Danielle Spradley, most recently the community outreach advisor to U.S. Representative Cori Bush, Sam Page, St. Louis County executive, has for the second time in 3 weeks picked up the paycheck of an outgoing high-ranking aide. So potentially hiring his daughter-in-law, that gets you kicked off of the St. Louis County Council, according to Sam Page and Wesley Bell. But hiring Danielle Spradley at $89,000 a year, $85,000 a year. She's going to be classified as a community outreach liaison. She worked for Cori Bush from 2017 to 20, then worked on the campaign. Also works for Bruce Franks, who's going to prison now at this point. You know, he faces, I don't know if people, I didn't talk about that. Do you know about Bruce Franks, Fred?
Yeah.
We used to have Bruce on the show every once in a while. You know, he came from a very different background. He was a state representative. Then he left for Arizona. He's been charged with 10 felony charges for forgery and theft, and he's probably going to spend a bunch of time in prison. But this is a pretty sweet gig if you can get it. You know, you go from one public official who's just awful to another public official, and you get paid anywhere from, $80,000 to $100,000 a year. I give Joe credit for highlighting this, but how is this not something that's going to mean, more questions? Here's the other hiring. Page's office also, on September 30th, plucked up Tim Swope. Tim Swope, the chief of operations for St. Louis prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell. Well, Wesley Bell's leaving, right? Wesley Bell's going to Congress, so this poor guy needs another job. He can make a lot of money sucking off the taxpayers. So he is going to work as a special projects coordinator and make $120,000 a year. Now, they describe him as, a former St. Louis County police chief in North County and a Republican St. Charles County sheriff. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Wouldn't it be a little wise to take a look at some of these positions? What special projects coordinator?
Do they just make stuff
up? Yes, they do make stuff up.
It sounds like some of the positions in the Chicago mayor's office.
Well, Fred, I don't have time for that, but we're going to get to that probably later this hour. But how now, maybe some of these positions, there's ROI. I mean, I don't suck off the taxpayers, so I don't know. But 120 grand to do what? Special projects. What are you doing? Couldn't find someone to do that for 65 or 70, right? You got to hire this guy from Wesley Bell's office because he's unemployed because Wesley's going to Congress, and I guess he doesn't want to spend time in D.C. I don't know. Why didn't Wesley hire him? Then there's this. That's county government. This is good, too. In the city of St. Louis, they bought some EVs. So have you seen this story?
The city has bought
them?
The
city has purchased some EVs
what
because
for?
They care about the planet. They really... And they cost... You want to take a stab at what they cost?
Well, wait a minute. What are they for? Well, are they just cars?
They're for public officials that deserve to have cars because they suck off the taxpayers, right? So, yeah, they need, you know, there's people that need cars here, and they have to be EVs because otherwise we're destroying the planet. So what we're going to do is spend $46,200 on Ford Mustang Mach-Es.
Oh, come on.
Fancy, sporty EVs. Because they couldn't. So this is what I love about government. You know what the reasoning is here?
What?
Well, they were looking for other vehicles. And they were going to get the Ford F-150 pickup trucks, which, by the way, they're probably more expensive.
That's probably more.
And the Chevy Tahoes driven by police patrol. Those are more expensive. But, you know, this was a better deal than that. How come?
Isn't
there a more moderately? Yeah. You know what's insanity? Any of these people having cars that are paid for by us anyway.
Yes.
Get your own damn cars. Everyone
yes.
else does.
They need to work with MasterCards. They can find cars.
Thank you, Fred.
That is unbelievable.
I always love it when you cross-pollinate on the sponsors. That's a very good thing. Let's do this afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
On this day in history, 122 years ago, that's in 1902, the first Cadillac was completed in Detroit. So happy birthday to Cadillac, 122 years old. Didn't you have a Caddy at one point, Mark?
I did. I had a Cadillac ATS because I thought it was pretty cool. They came out with that car, I don't know, 10 years ago. It didn't last very long, but it was a little bit more sporty. You know, Cadillac was always the old people's car, right?
It was,
right,
but
it was
now
big.
I qualify.
Then we all get older,
right.
Yes, exactly.
So it was a fun little car for a while.
A little bit of music here because on this day in history, 54 years ago in 1970, this song hit number one on the pop singles chart and stayed there for 5 weeks. Can you tell?
We're gonna hear Michael here, right? Jackson 5.
You and I must make a pact.
And who was it that just died? Was it Tito?
No. Was it Tito? No, I thought it was the other one. Come on.
But he told... Remember we shared some of that great audio from when this was all happening with Michael and how it all came together with the Jackson 5.
Tito. I'm embarrassed that I don't remember who it was. But this was the hit song. This was number one on the pop singles chart 54 years ago. It stayed there for 5 weeks. And I'll tell you what, if you go onto YouTube and watch some old Michael Jackson, well, the Jackson videos, it's incredible because he could still move back. I mean, that was the beginning of him dancing, and it's nuts. They were on the Cher show a lot, and you watch some of the outfits those people put on and dance to it. It's just wow.
So this morning when I was in my house along these lines, and by the way, it was Tito that passed away at the age of 70.
Thank you for looking that up.
I was in my house this morning, and I've told you that I have, you know, deep love for John Mayer, and John Mayer has a Sirius XM station. And I'm listening, he plays Jackson 5, and he played I Want You Back this morning, and I cannot never not listen to that song and be blown away by what Michael does in that song. And this is another example of that.
Yes.
And he was, he's 10 years
old? A kid.
If not, maybe not even that old.
I know. It really is unbelievable.
Who could have predicted that would have been a mega superstar, you know, and one of the biggest selling artists of all times?
Well, okay, this is 54 years ago. Let me take you to 37 years ago today and what was number one on the pop singles chart. This is 1987.
Well,
can
I
you tell?
This song.
Can you tell, Fred?
Do you know it yet, Fred? I don't think I would have known it from the intro, but I can cheat because I see the title.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hit the beat now.
There you go.
It's Lisa and Cult Jam, one of the best ridiculous names ever. Lisa and Cult Jam.
Was this a number one, did you
say?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
this was number one in 1987. on this day in history.
You know, let's talk about that When in Rome song that Sturgill Simpson covers. That was 1987, too. So, yeah, it was a very poppy year.
It was a very poppy year. It was kind of a poppy decade.
Kind of was, Sue, when you think about the 80s.
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit. Well, the Federal Trade Commission, Fred found this story, has released a final version of its click-to-cancel rule requiring companies to make it at least as easy to cancel memberships and subscriptions as it is to sign up. Now, the rule bars businesses from making people, quote, jump through endless hoops to cancel recurring payments. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm so glad you brought this up because this was on my list yesterday, and candidly, it should have been on my list today, but this is so important because it has become sometimes, and I've had this challenge, you know, with things that you sign up for. Sometimes you sign up for a temporary, you know, subscription or whatever just to try it out, and they make it very difficult.
They really do.
To cancel.
Yeah, they do. Now, this requires retailers, gyms, any other businesses to get a consumer's consent for memberships, subscriptions, auto renewals, free trials that convert to paid memberships. And the FTC says a number of complaints it gets about these recurring things has been steadily increasing for the last 5 years. It has to be even more than that. It's been going on forever.
I hate to have government be the solution here, but the companies don't want to be the solution.
No, they don't.
I like that they're going to stop that passive way of getting you to sign up. Like if you don't do something by a certain time,
right,
it clicks in.
Yes. Oh,
I'm curious what it'll look like though. Like where on, and now it's going to look different for different companies on different websites, but is it going to be like front page, cancel here? Like what is it going to look like as far as like the ability to,
I think it's just
going to
be a little bit more obvious because you really have to search around. They want you to have to do that because then, I mean, think about it. And this would be, I don't think this is a good thing. I'm not proud of this, but I will tell you that I have a lot of little subscriptions, and some of them are like for $2.99, Bernie Goldberg's newsletter, Fred.
Right.
I subscribe to some of these.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's little things on Substack. And you know, then you forget about them, right?
Yeah.
And then sometimes you're like, that's only $2.99. But you start adding $2.99 and $5.99 and $8.99 and $10, it adds up.
It totally adds up. It adds up super, super quickly. All right, we've got the Hunter's Moon, the first full moon of fall. It's tonight. So if you look in the eastern sky around sunset, you can see the Hunter's Moon. And as a bonus, this month's full moon is also a super moon. So it's going to be really cool to see.
Last night was very cool to see.
Yeah, last night was nice.
Really, really bright.
Okay, and well, it's supposed to be even brighter tonight. The Old Farmer's Almanac advises to wait until sunset to watch it rise, and then it'll take its place in the sky. It's going to be really cool. The Hunter's Moon is the first full moon following the harvest moon.
When I came off of, I take 44 to 141, and then I kind of loop around onto 141. When I did that, so I'm heading west, right, toward Eureka, if you will. And when I looped around on that interchange last night and just looked off to my left, which is east, huge
so
moon.
Pretty.
Now, it wasn't even quite dark yet, but it was beautiful.
So when is sunset these days? Is it around 640, something
like
that?
Somebody look at their phone and tell me. It's in the sixes. And Steve Moore, our boss, wanted me to mention this one. The St. Louis Walk to End Alzheimer's is Saturday, October 26th at Chesterfield Amphitheater. And this is one of the top 10 walks in the country. And last year, we had about 2,500 people participate. They raised over $1 million. So if you want to participate, make sure that you go and register for the St. Louis Walk to End Alzheimer's.
We're way off on sunset, by the way.
What time
because
is it?
Because it's dark by like that, but it's 6:19.
6:19.
And so I believe that because think about the beginning of September. The beginning of September is when we all said, oh my gosh, the sun angle's really tough. Now, when I leave at 6 o'clock, the sun is almost, you know, across the horizon. So, yeah, unfortunately.
Give it a month. It's going to be
depressing.
I think the time change is November 2nd. Is that right?
I think you're
right. Might be right.
I think you're right about that.
Let's see. All right. Finally, it's Sue's News. We have today's random fact.
I'm going to have to clarify just to make sure we're not giving out fake news.
Ferris wheels were originally called pleasure wheels when they were invented in the 1600s.
Okay,
so we went ahead and got rid of that. And that's it.
Well,
Sue's News.
Hey, Sue, they still sell those in some stores, probably even locally, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, November 3rd is when we fall
November
back.
November 3rd, sorry, it was off by a day.
Paul Morrow coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.